Screen Space 21.5, a metacast on What's Up with Screen Space. Welcome to Screen Space, your podcast about creating usable, accessible, effective, and efficient web, blog, and digital media design for the everyday and non-expert designer. I am your host, Dr. Jennifer L. Bowie, and I'm going to talk to you today about what is up with Screen Space. It's been a while since I've had a podcast, so it's time for a metacast to let you know what's going on. First of all, let's start with probably the biggest news. If you listen to the episodes I put up this summer, I mentioned that I was looking for work. And that has changed, which is one of the reasons there have been less Screen Space podcasts. In September, I started a job with The Home Depot. I am a senior analyst of web usability. I'm on the small usability team for Home Depot. There's also a user experience team, which is much larger. And as a senior analyst of web usability, my particular focus is on conducting online usability research. Do a lot of survey researches, some remote usability testing, unmoderated, a lot of research with high amounts of qualitative and quantitative data. For those of you who know me well, you know that this is sort of like my playground. Large amounts of data are wonderful. I'm having a great time working with it, and I'm having a great time doing a lot of qualitative and quantitative research. One of the great things about working in industry, especially for the Home Depot, is the speed of the research. In academia, it would take me sometimes months to get IRB approval. At Home Depot, just a couple weeks ago, I was given a research study that I needed to conduct, sat down, wrote up questions, passed them around to stakeholders, got approval, put their survey up online, got lots of participants who took the study right off, got results within a few hours, closed the study just a little bit longer than that, presented the research findings 8 days after I started the study. It's wonderful. So not only do I have a huge amount of data to work with, I have very fast studies, nice turnaround time. It's kind of awesome for a researcher. As I made this transition from academia, from the ivory towers, to working in the corporate offices, or the store support center, as we call it, for the Home Depot, it has taken a little bit of adjustment. I haven't quite figured out when to do things. I have to be at work several hours a day, well, 8 plus lunch, like most of you. My nights and weekends are free, except I decided to fill those nights and weekends first with 2 marathons in October, which was a little crazy. And then I had some commitments that I had made previously for publications, and I have actually put out a ton of publications in the last few months, which I'll talk about shortly. But now I turned in the last of those publications today, the last of my prior commitments, so anything going forward is entirely on my own and this new direction that my life is taking. And now I can start focusing again on Screen Space, and I have some great plans for Screen Space. Based on the time that I seem to have, I'm going to be putting a Screen Space podcast up every other week. So, and I'm going to be putting that up on Sunday nights. So Sunday nights, every other week. So tonight, and then 2 weeks from now, and then 2 weeks from that. So look for them on a every other week basis, and we'll see how that works with my schedule. If I can do that, I might try to move it up a little bit more than that, maybe once a week, but we'll see. With the blog, I have some plans for the blog. I really enjoy doing the typeface of the week, which I did over the summer. However, they were very time-consuming. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do the typeface of the week every other week and switch that out with the podcast. So 1 week you'll get Monday morning at, well, 12:01 a.m. You'll get a podcast, and the next week you'll get a typeface of the week posted to the blog. So check those out. I also plan to do the tips of the days, which were also pretty time-consuming, so I'm going to start out trying to do those 2 a week on Wednesdays and Fridays, and if that works out okay, I'll start maybe doing it one other day a week and add to it from there. We'll see what my schedule allows. Then I plan to do at least one other blog post each week about news, interesting facts, stuff like that, and then I'll do more of those as I have time. So you can tell how busy I am in my week by how many posts there are to the Screen Space blog. So that basically covers what's up with Screen Space. So again, check it out on Monday mornings, 12:01 a.m. You'll either have a podcast every other week, or on those off weeks, you'll get a Typeface of the Week blog post. You'll get your nice tips of the days on Wednesdays and Fridays, and one other post each week. Of course, I'll also be keeping up with the Twitter feed, which I haven't been as good about. So you can check out the Twitter feed too for other interesting short little thoughts on web usability and design that you can apply. Now, I mentioned briefly that I have been publishing a lot, just in case you're interested in my non-screen space activities. I have two publications up on Kairos in the January issue of this year, dealing with podcasting in the writing classroom. Realize most of you, that's not really what you're into, but if you are interested in that, I'll put up the full titles and links to the articles, which are available for free online, in the show notes for this episode. I also just recently presented and attended a really interesting conference on usability. This was called the Symposium on Usability, Information Design, and Information Interaction to Communicate Complex Information. And as you can tell from the title, there's lots of complex information to be communicated. This was in North Carolina in Greenville, which I'd never been before. And it was put on by Mike Albers. He did a really great job putting together this very fascinating workshop symposium. There was a mix of academics and industry people there. And while it was small, it was really great. Lots of good conversations going on. I've already posted my slides from my presentation there and some other interesting information on screen space. I'll link to that post in the transcript. And also, once my paper becomes available, I will put that online too. That's one of the things I worked on. In case you're interested, I mixed my love for usability with my love for podcasting in this presentation I gave at the workshop. My presentation was Sound Usability, Usability Heuristics for Podcasting. So I talk about and present 128 guidelines for podcast usability, which are based on 7 podcast usability heuristics that I developed. So you can check that out. The slides and handouts are up there that have the heuristics and the guidelines on it. So if you're interested in a usable podcast, that might be a good resource for you. I also have recently been working on a book chapter in an edited collection on contested writing that should come out in the fall. My chapter was on podcasting, again, as contested writing, and I interview some really cool podcasters to see what they think about some of the concepts I'm talking about in the chapter, and I draw on their interviews to support my points, which is, in part, that podcasting should be considered contested writing. If you have no idea what contested writing is, I'll point you to the book when it's published and you can find out. But the podcasters I interviewed were Grammar Girl, Get It Done Guy, Heidi Miller, who has a networking podcast, and George Harab, who has his critical thinking, skeptic music podcast. So there's some pretty great interview stuff there. If you're interested in podcasting, I think this is a pretty fascinating, of course I wrote it, chapter. So please check that out. So that's the status of screen space. That's the status of my new job. And that's the status basically of my CV and the publishing that I have been doing instead of producing screen space episodes. So let me summarize before I wrap up. So again, screen space is going to start coming out on a regular basis. You can expect to find it in your feed at 12:01 a.m. every other Monday morning. On the other Monday mornings, you can find a Typeface of the Week blog post. I'll be doing Tips of the Day twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays, and I'll be doing at least one other blog entry each week. And that wraps up my plans for screen space in the near future. The next few screen space podcasts that I'll be putting out are finishing up that Audience Purpose and Context series that I began before I stopped podcasting for a bit. The next episode is on purpose and context, and then after that, there are 2 example episodes. And then we'll move on to a new topic. If you have any ideas for future episodes, please drop me an email, a tweet, put some comments in the feed for this episode. I have lots of ideas, but I'd love to hear from you. And if I like it, it will be the thing that I do once I finish up the Audience Purpose and Context series. So put it out there and we'll see what I can do. So that wraps up this Metacast. If you have any questions, comments, or thoughts on what you want me to cover, please send me an email at jbowie@screenspace.org or check out the ScreenSpace blog, www.screenspace.org. You can also follow ScreenSpace on Twitter. That's SCREEN_SPACE, screen underscore space, on Twitter. And check out that Twitter feed for tips, advice, tricks, and other information on digital media design and use. Check out my show notes for this podcast, of course, on the blog, and feel free to leave me a comment in the comment feed. If you enjoyed this podcast, please put a review up on iTunes or tell your readers and listeners via your blog, podcast, tweet, or social media of your choice. Thank you and design well. Screen Space is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. So feel free to send a copy to your favorite members of your audience. But don't change the podcast, do give me and Screen Space credit, and don't make any money off of it. Screen Space's opening music today is African Dance by Yappa Ye off the Headroom Project, and the closing music is Survival by Beth Quist off Shall We Dance. Both selections are available from Magnatune.